The Ghana Water Company is constructing a water treatment plant at Pung in the eastern region. The plant, when completed, will produce 40 million gallons of treated water. The project is to supplement the supply of potable water to residents, especially at Adentan, Madina, Ashoman, and surrounding towns. It is being undertaken by China Gezuba with a $273 million Exim Bank facility. The project, which is expected to be completed by 2015, will significantly improve water supply to Accra and Tema. Radio Ghana's team of reporters were led to inspect progress of work by the public affairs manager of the company, Michael Ajumai. Here's a report by George Ankara.
At the Kwong worksite, we saw both Chinese and Ghanaian workers busily working on the new reservoir, a treatment plant, and a new intake dam near the Volta Lake. The engineer, Lee Wenzong, told us that work started on the project last year and will hopefully be completed in 2015. Already, Ghana Water Company Limited produces 40 million gallons of water a day, which runs from Ashaman to Temang. But this time, the supply is being directed through Dodowa and Okpongro to boost supply. One remarkable feature associated with the project is the construction of a housing unit for staff by the same company. It is a 30-unit two-bedroom apartment, a spacious living room, a washroom, a kitchen, and a porch. The project engineer, Lee Wenzong, said all the materials being used for the housing units are sourced locally, except electrical fittings and tiles. A rough estimate of the cost of one apartment is between $50,000 to $60,000. Although that may be on the high side, the units looked durable and had quality.
During construction, we used it to protect the inside, and when it's finished, it will demolish that building. And we'll backfill the background, fill it on the back. The ground level. And there's one more separate structure which is not including that one. It's the transformer distribution room on this side of the site. It's 400,000 cubic meters per day, roughly 80 million gallons. As you see, currently we are constructing the substructure, and we estimated that by February or March next year, the substructure will be finished.
And when would you start treating the water here?
In accordance with the contract, that the completion time for this project is May 31st, 2015. But currently, according to the progress of the works, we found that it is a bit before the schedule.
At the Dodowa booster station, there is a magnificent construction of a 30,000 cubic meters of reservoir to contain 6.6 million gallons of water.
George Ankara filed that report.